It is Friday, and today we are taking a look at some diverse restaurants in the West End. It is time for us to check in with Richard Wolak, the editor and publisher of VancouverFoodster.com. Richard, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jill.
So perfect to be talking about this, especially on the eve of a long weekend, a little bit more time to get out and enjoy all of the restaurants out there. So which ones do you have for us today?
So there's a new restaurant. It opened a couple months ago. It's called Van Love Sushi & More. It's located at 1755 Robson Street, so just near Denman. This comes from a family that had escaped the war in the Ukraine, actually two families that escaped the war in the Ukraine and decided to move to Canada, and somehow they got help to move to Canada, ended up settling in Vancouver, and they opened a sushi restaurant. Now, that seems like different from the norm around here, but they had owned a sushi restaurant in the Ukraine, and they thought, well, we have experience, we know how to do this, let's just do this in Vancouver. And they were doing a wonderful job. You find the same usual kind of sushi creations like you find in a Japanese restaurant on their menu. Beautiful presentation. I think the sushi is just a little bit bigger than the normal ones, but they've got all the selection that people know of, and they're doing a great job, and it's a wonderful spot to go. So the owners are Dmitry and Sergey. Go in, say hello to them. You'll find a lot of Ukrainians now working there and supporting this restaurant.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, no, it's a great spot, and just try what they've got going on, and I think they're going to do a great job there. Another spot, and this is on the opposite side of the West End. This is up on Davie and Thurlow, a new restaurant called, it's actually more of a market cafe. It's called Latin Square, and they're celebrating everything Latin. So not just Mexican. They're celebrating everything from Colombian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, Chilean, Argentinian, kind of like all the way through South America. And they're featuring everything, like all the different snacks, all the different items you'd find in those countries. Some are made in-house. Some are brought in. They made a Chilean empanada, which I tried, which was delicious. They're making that in-house. Some things, of course, are coming from other local producers, but they're doing a great job. And you can find all sorts of products, too. So they're importing products from that region. So if you used to live in South America and you can't find something and you have a hankering for it, go to this place. I'm sure you're going to find it. And then if you want to go to South America and you haven't been there yet, here's your chance to go to South America in Vancouver. So same thing, this couple actually moved to Vancouver about a year and a half ago from Mexico, and their whole family is here now, and they had no background in this, and they decided this is what we want to do, we're set it up. So I've tried a few different items there, but I think the empanadas are really good, and then also they've got different iced coffees with dulce de leche and all the kind of favorites and some mango drinks as well. So that's a great spot. And then right near them, it's on the same block, it's called Gurkha Himalayan Kitchen. Now, they've been around for a while. They're probably like over 10 years now, but everybody in the West End knows them. It's the old house that's up on Davie, and you see it there with a gorgeous patio. It's Himalayan and Nepalese cuisine. So you're going to find momos. You're going to find all sorts of different dumplings and curries, including really good chili fish and Mustang wings, the chicken wings they've got going on there. So that's a great spot, and a lot of people have been there already. So, but it doesn't hurt to go back and revisit some places you might have not gone to in a while, including they've got a coconut rice pudding and different curry dishes, as I mentioned. And then another new spot. Now, this is actually on Denman, so this is sort of in between these two streets of the West End. Is Bombay Kitchen. They're at 1061 Denman Street. They opened about 3 months ago now. So you've got Ron and Chef Andy have just created a beautiful menu of affordable eats in the West End, because they even explained to me, like, we don't want to be super expensive. We want to fit into the neighborhood and be affordable for everyone. And that's what they've done. And they've created, they've got the usual Indian dishes. They've got some new ones that Chef Andy has put on the menu, but he's trying to keep it reasonable because they recognize that prices have gone up. And they want to be affordable for everybody to come and visit. So that's really good. They've got the lamb chops tandoor was very good. I really enjoyed that. They've got the tandoor dishes there. And then they do something called a Tim paneer, which I had never heard of what this was. But this was a house-made paneer, which is an Indian cheese done with spices and veggies. They've done a great job with that. One thing that I did learn there, that if you don't want butter in your diet, if you don't like, some of our Indian restaurants use a lot of butter in their cooking and cream. You can ask the chef to make it without, and then he will do that for you. So that's something important, because not everybody wants, you know, a super rich diet. Some people want vegan dishes. They can do that there. So you just have to just sort of request it when you're in, tell your server, tell the chef, and they're happy to do it. So the Dal Bombay, that was really good, was kind of like a Dal Makhani. It's very similar. And they have all sorts of vegetable dishes as well. So great spot to go. And then all of these restaurants, we are featuring in a tasting tour, which I'm organizing for early September. The West End Tasting Tour is on September 6th on Wednesday night, 6 to 10. You can get 6 to 10 p.m. You get tickets on right now. The Ultra Early Bird are $49 until August 11th. And you can find tickets on Eventbrite. So just go look for Eventbrite or look to VancouverFoodStore.com and you can find it. And come enjoy and experience these restaurants. Get to meet the people behind them and have a taste of the food and the drink that they are serving.
Well, that sounds great, too. I'm guessing you've participated in that in the past or similar things as far as tasting plates West End. And what a great way to be able to taste exactly that, the different restaurants, and get a real feel for them.
Yeah, of course. And we've got such a great, you know, that neighborhood is it's a cultural melting pot now of people who are moving to that neighborhood and visiting the neighborhood. I know a couple of restaurants told me right now there are 30% tourists on the street coming in to see these businesses. But they expect, they know what's going to happen. Come September when the tourists leave, then, you know, then business declines, and you really got to support that neighborhood because otherwise they won't last. So to keep them supported, everyone's got to go and visit and try the different places.
And I love, too, your advice there that just because you've gone to a place before, you can always go back and maybe find something new that you didn't try. Yeah. But also with these new places, it's so exciting when new restaurants are opening up.
Yeah, and we've got so many, and there are a lot more in that neighborhood. You know, if you just take a walk, if you haven't been down to that neighborhood in a while, I just say just go for a walk. Like start up on Davie or start up on Robson and just walk down the street, like the three streets, Dem and Davie. You are going to see all these new places because it's really changed. Pandemic changed during the pandemic, post-pandemic. It's really changed. And there's a lot of new restaurants, especially on Denman Street right now. There's a bunch on, of course, Robson towards Denman and then again on Davie.
Some great, great places for people to go and check out and take in the great food. Richard, as always, lovely to talk with you and have a fantastic long weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.